From our Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this is a Chair of Change podcast series, episode 11. Today's topic, I'm a corporate spy. Part one of a four-part series on spies, gossip, scandal, and innuendo. It starts with a call to your cell phone from one of your direct reports at an odd moment, and the content goes as follows. All the managers are meeting in so-and-so's office along with HR. And you suddenly realize you weren't invited. Or perhaps an hourly employee walks into your office to tell you, there's a rumor floating around the break room about so-and-so being fired. And you realize the ink isn't even dry on the termination paperwork you sent to HR, and this is making the rounds in the break room. Or worse yet, one of your direct reports, while casually conversing with one of his peers, invokes your name as, quote, having signed off on something. And this something is not anything that you're aware of. And to add a little confusion, this something that you supposedly signed off on appears to be a little shady. This podcast is not about preventing any of this. This podcast is about maximizing your efficacy of spies and informants within your organization to allow you to embrace the spirit of the phrase, forewarned is forearmed. If you know about the something beforehand, you can prepare for it, mount an offensive, and in some cases, minimize exposure to you and your career. Information will arrive through a number of means. The means are not important. What is important is the development of relationships that build on trust, honesty, and mutual respect. Doing this, in the words of my mentor, will help you build your army of advocates, an army that will look out for your best interest because they know you will do the same in return for them. And in this dog-eat-dog world, isn't it nice to know that someone's looking out for you when that secret meeting is happening without you? Or that tip to a leak within your organization, or when one of your directs has gone rogue. Please note that I am not talking about compromising or disclosing confidential information willy-nilly, so people will like you or look out for you in the form of, quote, you owe me. That tactic is unethical, immoral, and depending on the industry, illegal and could lead to prosecution. What I am talking about is building relationships of trust where you place reliance on the integrity, the strength, ability, surety of a person. Relations that are built on honesty, where you place trust in the honorable principles, intentions, actions, and fairness of the person. And relations that are built on mutual respect, where you show proper regard for the dignity of the person or the position. These three components, trust, honesty, and mutual respect, when engaged simultaneously, will give you the credibility you need for your army of advocates to see you as a true leader, someone they can trust, and someone they can look out for and know you will do the same in return. And that's change you can count on. You can now follow us on Facebook by searching for us under the Chair of Change. Join the group and enjoy change you can count on. In addition, you can take the Chair of Change with you on the go. Simply click on the iTunes button in your window player. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Chair of Change. We welcome your comments and suggestions for future podcasts. You can reach us at coachingwithjuan, that's J-U-A-N, at gmail.com. From our Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this has been episode 11 of the Chair of Change podcast series. Thanks for listening.